On the line now, I have Gillian Bird from the SPCA. Good afternoon, Gillian. Good to talk to you again.
And you. It's been a long, long summer.
It is indeed. Not a great one, but a long one.
Exactly.
Two things I want to bring up today. Back to school and the effect on pets that people forget about. But the first one I want to emphasise quite a lot, because I had someone say it to me about people leaving their dogs on their own for a whole day. Is there a time limit on how long you should leave a dog for? That's my first question.
There isn't really an actual time that says you should not leave them longer than 2 or 3 hours, because obviously every situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
And the real reason you sort of say you shouldn't leave an animal alone for any major amount of time is because, number one, toileting issues. But number two, it's also that if an animal gets itself into trouble or chews something it shouldn't or eats something it shouldn't and makes themselves sick or chokes or something, this is one of the reasons we sort of say that animals shouldn't be left on their own. There's no absolute answer and says they should or they shouldn't. You just need to make sure if you do have to leave your animal on their own for a few hours that they're in a safe environment. They can't get themselves into mischief. They can't go eating things they shouldn't do. They shouldn't be chewing cables. If they're outside, they have somewhere they can go into a kennel, that they're not going to make themselves sick by digging up and eating plants in the garden they shouldn't be.
So okay.
There's no real answer to that.
I was going to say that. It sounds like an impossible situation to an extent, because, I mean, you can't really leave them indoors, and then a lot of people may be living in flats and apartments. So I suppose the good answer is, if you can possibly help it, don't leave them at all. I think the reason I'm asking that is because I've had someone saying that they have a neighbour who's away all day, and sort of maybe it's a relative or friend drops in twice a day, but the dog spends a lot of time barking, and it can be very annoying.
That's the problem. The dogs will get bored, and when they get bored, they can, you know, they can start being destructive. They can start chewing things. They can get very stressed, and you can end up with an animal that is becoming not only a danger to itself, but can be a nuisance to others.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a lot of people, when they hear a dog barking, there's lots of different reasons dogs bark. They bark because they're trying to get attention. They bark for communication. So they could be barking and having a chat with a dog further down the estate. You know, there could be another dog barking back.
Mm-hmm.
And they also bark because there's things that they can't see, like, you know, somebody's dropped a leaflet through the door and they're in the back garden or they're in the house, and it's an invasion of what they consider to be their property.
Mm-hmm.
So there can be the guarding sort of thing. But yeah, anybody whose dog is barking, or if you have somebody whose dog is barking and you want to try and stop it, there's never any harm in letting the neighbour know in a very polite way, by the way, you were gone for a number of hours today, and your dog was barking. I hope it wasn't too distressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a subtle little note like that, because a lot of the time owners don't know that their dogs are barking. And if you go powering into them and say, your dog was barking incessantly and kept waking up the baby, you could get on the wrong side of them. Even just a little note and saying, you know, I hope everything is all right in the house. I noticed that your dog was barking a lot. I hope everything's okay.
Okay, and people have different perceptions on different dogs that maybe can be left if they're small or whatever. Is there any particular type of dog? Does it apply across the board? Really, no dog
it
should be really left on their own.
It generally applies across the board.
Okay.
I mean, dogs can get themselves into all sorts of mischief. I mean, you know, even a simple thing of a dog who likes to jump up on the windowsill to watch outside, jumping back off the windowsill, let's say they got their foot caught in the radiator,
mm-hmm.
they could end up being stuck there for the whole day if you've gone off and left the dog for the whole day.
Yeah.
Dogs are social animals. They like to have the company of humans. They need something to entertain them when they're away. So
mm-hmm.
you do need to think about that if you're leaving your dog for any length of time,
well,
that they can get bored and you know, you need to have something to occupy them.
Yeah, you've just reminded me of something. When I used to have a dog, and he was a small pup at the time, and I didn't leave him on his own. I was actually in the kitchen. I was actually playing with him out the back, and I went in into the kitchen, and within a minute I was back out. But I had brought a trolley home with messages, and I was going to bring it back, but it was in the back for the time. And when I looked around, he had his neck caught in the narrow part of the trolley at
exactly.
the bottom. Do you know what I mean?
Something
so these are
so
things
simple.
You can't predict.
Something so simple, absolutely, yeah. So it's just such simple things like that can happen. So you just have to be conscious and aware and make sure you have a safe environment for your animal.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you another question to do with that. I mean, also it's a segue into the other one about back to school and the effect on pets, because psychologically, if you do leave a dog on its own, it can have psychological effects on it. Would that be true to say?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because, you know, dogs will learn things in different ways. But if you've got a dog that's barking incessantly, it can be something they do. They bark incessantly because, you know, eventually when they keep barking, somebody will come home and feed them. So they'll think to themselves, they can just bark, 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 and eventually mm-hmm. someone will come and feed them. Maybe the neighbours will throw something over the wall to them. Yeah, they can. They can suffer from behavioural things. And one of the main ones is separation anxiety, where okay. the dog worries that the owner is not going to be coming back to them. And they can get very anxious. And in the first very short amount of time you've left the house is most often when any major damage is done, because the dog worries that you're not coming home, because they do miss us when we're not there at the end of the day.
Yeah, I suppose.
So,
as I said, it's going to be a segue into back to school and the effect on pets. People have bring their kids to school and the kids are crying, the parents are crying, and the poor pet is forgetting about the effect it might have.
They do.
The house is quieter.
The first couple of weeks the kids are back to school, I do think the animals get forgotten a fair bit. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, let's face it, you know, there's not as much time in the morning as there used to be. So in the mornings there used to be a bit of time when the kids are off over the summer, because maybe they weren't rushing off out to camp, or they weren't rushing, or parents were off for a bit of time. So there was a bit more leisurely time in the morning for breakfast and bringing the dog for a walk and all that sort of stuff. And of course now in the mornings, especially like in my house, it's a mad rush to get up and out and everything, and the cats are fed and luckily the dog comes with us. But it's one of these mad things where everything is trying to get done as quickly as possible, and if it's the dog's walk in the morning, that may be the thing that suffers. So we just have to take into account to spend a little bit of time with our pets, you know, a couple of minutes in the morning, get up a few minutes earlier. So you give the cat a bit of a cuddle and you can make sure their food bowls are washed out. Mm-hmm. A little bit extra time, turn off the TV, you know, don't watch that extra cartoon, turn it off and spend 15 minutes with your pet.
Okay.
It doesn't even have to be a walk, it can just be a bit of love and attention.
Indeed,
and
just playing
really
around
important
a bit.
That we do these things.
Because they would be used to lots of activity, as I said, during the summer months when the kids are off, so it goes all quiet.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of coming and going and things. Or it could be the opposite. I mean, maybe the animal was left alone a lot over the summer and now it's got people around all the time. I know sometimes it happens with cats. Cats are used to their routines where people leave the house in the morning, come home, then the owners come home in the evening, and the cat has all day long to sleep. And cats sometimes can suffer from sleep deprivation when people are at home during the day.
Okay.
Because the cats aren't actually getting their routine of the sun comes in this window at this time, then I move to where it comes into this window at that time, then I move upstairs to the bedroom. Then, you know, they don't get that sleep. So you'll find sometimes that cats can't or from people being in the house more often than they're used to. So it can go either way.
Okay, well listen, I'll just let you go maybe on a note where I was reading an article in the paper yesterday where pets are becoming a great boon to the weddings as such. The flower girls, the page boys are being weaned out, and there's about 7 to 12% now are having their pets at the wedding. What do you think of that? Is it good for them?
Well, no, I've seen an awful lot of weddings now. We get a lot of people coming up here, and we even have a situation in our boarding kennels that our boarding staff, from time to time, it's not a service they really offer, but they have driven the dogs down to the reception or to the church just for the short period of time for the wedding.
Okay.
But you will find it's dogs. Very rarely do people trust a cat to be the ring bearer up the aisle. So, I'd be fascinated to know if anybody's ever included their cats in their wedding. I just have
visions of the dog there and someone letting go of it, and it's a wet, mucky day, and the bride's there in a beautiful white dress.
Absolutely, okay. I can just see the cat running up the top of the pew in the church with the rings. You know, but absolutely.
Okay, some fun. Maybe you could make a few bob out and send them into these video programs that you make money on when there's something unusual.
Absolutely.
Great talking to you, Gillian. And people can drop over to you there and look up dspca.ie, but they can drop over as well on the weekend, especially if they're thinking of getting a pet, and get some advice before you do.
So okay. We're 11 to 4:30 all day, 7 days a week, and drop over and say hi to us.
Okay, thank you very much, Gillian. Always a pleasure.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. And that's Gillian Bird from the DSPCA. Look up dspca.ie for all the hints and tips on how to look after your pet. But there you go. It's not good to leave the dog or the cat or whatever, especially the dog. I suppose we stick with the dog. The cats are pretty self-sufficient, I think. A window upstairs and they can make their way out anyway, but the dog, no.